heavyweight Brooklyn bomber that can't rest. No success, I'm getting money, progress. Traveling for free from state to state. That's how I get my ideas to create. I live motivate, I keep on moving. It's been proven, I make death jams like Rick Rubin. I stay on my tippy toes, wrecking shows. I'm too slow, you can't beat my ill flow. Hit this Murray zone, keep low like an Eskimo. After people still carry my phone, open the door. It's the real outlaw from Flatbush to South Shore, giving you more with more. I just came home from tour. It's my time to burn the Rick's floor. I'm coming through the floor with the axe. I'm fully gassed to the max, proving facts, no faking jacks. I'm the baddest man on the wax. Messing around with my squad, you get taxed. X-Lax on hot tracks. I can't relax, breaking backs with my NFL quarterbacks. Flip mode DE, we bring good things to life. Put down your gun and light. I'm in it to win it, plus I'm wildin' for the night.
All my real people in the place to be, you feel right. Let you know we get
wild for the night.
Ruckus in the place to make you wanna fight. Serious, let's get busy, cause we
wild for the night.
My flip mode people getting
wild for the night.
People in New York getting
wild for the night.
My people's in the West getting
wild for the night.
People in the world getting
wild for the night.
My people uptown, just throw your hands up in the place. If you feel right, you're getting
wild for the night.
Throw your hands up, we getting
wild for the night.
People cross the lane getting
wild for the night.
My people's downtown, they getting
wild for the night.
Yo, I'm top billing, making a killing, flipping script like Terry McMillan. I can't help the way I'm feeling. Caps is feeling, drugs is dealing. My thoughts keep illing. Rampage is higher than the ceiling. Mad and feeling, brothers who dealing from Brown's villain. I'm ready and willing. I'm playing lock and chase. You can get my black race. It's bitter. Here's a taste. I'm moving cats like Chase. You about to get laced. 15 across your face. You at the wrong place. You at the wrong time. You didn't use your third vision mind. You sipping wine. Your vision is blind. Yo, you can't see the victory. You in this street. It's getting deep. You rolling with the wrong peak. You're the black sheep. You up on tap shots when your little brother got shot. It's getting hot. Now you back around the way with the same clothes. Plus your bum holes that you chose. They gave up your whereabouts. Where you hang out, who you hang with. Now you got to get your dough split. You wildin' for the night.
All my live people from across the land, you feel right. Let you know we getting
wild for the night.
All my people across the sea and the earth, so you know we coming through, we getting
wild for the night.
My flip mode soldiers getting
wild for the night.
My out of state people getting
wild for the night.
My cross country people getting
wild for the night.
You know we getting
wild for the
you know we getting
wild for the night.
Throw your hands in the air if you wanna fight. Feel right, cause you know we getting
wild for the night.
Yes, I'm getting down in the place to be. Flip most squad, yo, we getting
wild for the night.
My rampage people getting
wild for the night.
All of my real life people getting
wild for the night.
My sexy ass women getting
wild for the night.
All my people across the land and sea, feel right, cause you know we getting
wild for the night.
Throw up your fists and feel right, cause it's time to fight. Word to mother, we getting
wild for the night.
War time soldiers getting
wild for the night.
Fix up in the place, we getting
wild for the night.
All my busters shotgun up in the air, live soldiers in the place, you know who we getting
wild for the night.
My flip mode squad, we getting
wild for the night.
This your boy Rampage, first lieutenant of the Universal Flip Mode Squad. You checking out DJ
Mad.
Remember, no mumble rap season begins. Flip Mode still a squad. Yeah!
Legendary. I'm chilling mad brothers at the ferry. I brings it all the time. I'm nice with mine. I'd be damned if I let the next take mine. I'm like a 97 Blazer. I'm a phaser. That's word on my guard, daughter Salasia. I take it to the streets like the average doobie brother. I'm NYPD like New York undercover. Money's busting out my socks from Flatbush to Hancock. Flip mode is my squad, plus we got it on lock. When I roll up on your set and bust two to your chest, I'ma show brothers through your bulletproof vest. I'm the blast master, just like KRS. Yo, who wants to touch the Boy Scout for real? Yo, I'm that rugged scout that'll punch you in your grill. In your grill, in your grill, I'm in your motherfucking grill.
I refuse to lose, I pay dues up in this game. I should be awarded to be in the Hall of Fame. Gonna rip my squad, that's how I maintain. I should be awarded to be in the Hall of Fame. I refuse to lose, I pay dues up in this game. I should be awarded to be in the Hall of Fame. Gonna rip my squad, that's how I maintain. Should be awarded to be in the Hall of Fame.
I run up in your jurisdiction, make you catch the Holy Ghost. Worse than the worst Christian, I'm in this rap game to have fun. Save that book, cause I'm not the one. I'm my mom's last son. I fraud you like Crisco, eat you like Nabisco. I rock heads from St. Louis to San Francisco. I turns it out, Boy Scout is a warrior. I stomp through your crew like Hurricane Gloria. The world sent it, I'm in it to win it. Lyrical lieutenant, that's my word. And you can print it, take it however you want it. Yo, I did it. This is dedicated to those who bullshit. They got admitted at Kings County Clinic. Everybody in the world wants to be a critic. I broke the wide don't rap. Getting clout. Flip mode's my squad, so I'm out.
I refuse to lose. I paid dues up in this game. I should be awarded to be in the Hall of Fame. Rolling with my squad, that's how I maintain. I should be awarded to be in the Hall of Fame. I refuse to lose. I pay dues up in this game. I should be awarded to be in the Hall of Fame. Rolling with my squad, that's how I maintain. I should be awarded to be in the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame. Be awarded to be in the Hall of Fame.
Drop it. Ladies and gentlemen,
y'all sick of saying it.
Flip mode.
Y'all sick of saying it.
Brothers off the seashore. This is your detour. Flip mode, tell you the war. Kids in the hood can't take it no more. I'm the one you looking for. It's eight is enough. I rock my stuff. Watch you get cuffed. Yo, you f***ing with the wrong bluff. I got more king than just. Make me mad. Now I got this squeezing bust. Bringing home with my lucky charm. Bring a Saddam. I can't keep calm. Release the bomb. Boom. Radiation to the nation. Call your congregation. My squad is on plantation. It worked out. Rampage last. Scout. Quick to punch a nigga. Bring this mouth. That's word it down south. Brothers bite my rhymes. Acting no rap. Stealing my lyrics. Putting in their lyrical concepts. This is rap with no rules. Being cool. Old school or new school. I'm supreme. I'm on the fat winning team. A lot of clicks on the dream. Keep my theme. I'm in it to win it. You're damn right. I'm getting green. Microphone fiend.
Question asking, putting bullet holes through your fucking latest fashion. The ignorant. Chuck me out the demon, then got to be you. What the f*** I'm talking about? I've been waiting so long to talk to you. Watery stuff, caught the 24-hour flu. Soft, of course, know you, of course. Flying through the sky like the Pegasus horse. You lost to beat the boss I toss. Hell, corny, with no remorse. Turn my lights on, turn my mic on. What's the rhymes can manifest into who be the two with living icon? It don't really matter how much bigger. I storm all over my colors like some end of the world, nigga. Like rapid fire triggers. Wow, what's a shot on in your face? Put down, mistake it, you're thinking that just be breaking chicken. Prepare for the undertaking, your whole body aching. I always try my hardest to keep communicating, but you ain't relating. You're from making watch how we attract like magnets. Break your body down to fragments. Cut you down to half size, quarter size, eight for size, nigga. Get up off my throat, chop you up and back you up just like a half a brick. Rehearsable, reversible. Bust the vibes, almighty. Merciful. This man to the example. Your whole crew will get trampled. Follow the example. The lyrical nutritionist, the abolitionist. I revolutionize the music like a revolutionist. Bust the rhymes to stay snapping while you bitch. Keep on yapping. With my skin, then you start clapping. What the happening? Rhymes feel like a bunch of diesel niggas. Hype nigga. We be them tight niggas. That's our swipe nigga. Why you be the apprentice? I think I'm in your mouth just like a dentist. You.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max on air here, St. John's University. We have a very, very special guest calling in on the phone lines, Flip Mode Squad's Rampage. Rampage, how are you doing tonight?
Max, what up, brother? What's the word?
Oh, nothing much, man. I appreciate you calling tonight. Definitely a huge fan. One of my favorite albums of all time, Scout's Honor by Way of Blood. Definitely in my top five. I appreciate you calling in tonight as well. Now, we've been just talking for a while and sending me music, which I really appreciate, and I've been enjoying the tracks that you sent me over the summer. Bars and Thoughts, right. No Explanation, Rampage, What's My Name, all great tracks.
Right.
And I will be playing them throughout the night here when we're finished with the interview, and make sure to go check out the new music. Now, I want to start off with when you first started writing music. Now, what was your influence, and who were some of the rappers that you looked up to first starting out?
Well, I looked up to dudes like Special Ed, Chuck Rock, Four Force, EPMD, Big Daddy Kane.
Okay.
You know, Busta Rhymes, Leaders of the New School. Public Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Those were, you know, Howie T, guy by the name of Backspin, Brother J from X-Clan, Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, De La Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Black Sheep.
That's, yeah.
Now, The Guru.
Oh, yep.
The Bush Baby,
mm-hmm.
Mos Def, Talib Kweli, these were guys, and Jay-Z, these were guys from my area or close to my area, M.O.P., that at the time that, you know, I used to see, and they would inspire me by watching. It was this thing that used to come on called Video Music Box, and I used to watch it all the time with DJ Ralph McDaniels, because the Ralph McDaniels, and it was kind of a local show that would come on every day. That was before everybody had BET, Rap City, and all that. We had Video Music Box. And, you know, watching Video Music Box, it had everything in life from every part of the culture. He was a West Coast rapper. Yeah, I would see a lot of West Coast rappers like the Alcoholics and the guys on the come up. And those are the things that inspired me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To do this music thing, especially Special Ed, and like growing up watching Special Ed, he lived around the corner from me. I'm also on his Unsung too, so you got to catch that. Growing up watching Special Ed, this guy, I'm on a BMX bike. This guy's walking around with a green and black leather jacket. And it says Profile Records, and I was like, what is profile? I didn't know what profile was. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, a couple months after that, I seen them drop a record called I Got It Me.
Mm.
Wow. This dude is making records. Who, Eddie from around the corner? Like, wow. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That kind of like sparked me real heavy from being from Flatbush, Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Because in Flatbush, Brooklyn, like, there was a lot of MCs in Flatbush, Brooklyn, like the Brother J's and the Chuck Rocks and the Special Leds and the Izzy Ice and the Whistle and the UTFO and the Howie T. Now,
yes.
All in my area. Everybody I named you was in my area.
Yep.
But I was way younger than all of them.
That's amazing.
Then growing up with my cousin, which is Busta Rhymes, growing up with him, back and forth between Brooklyn and Long Island, and he's doing his thing with Leaders of the New School, and I'm going out with them as a learning the road, and he's showing me how to have stage presence, and you know, just watching. Everything was just watching, because sometimes you just can't teach people. People have to see it hands-on, and a lot of this I saw hands-on.
Mm.
And then by going on the road with Leaders of the New School, I kind of made that big decision that I needed to really do this.
Because
I'm seeing leaders and tribe at the same time.
Yeah, you took us on a wild journey for old school hip hop, and these are, I'm talking legends, and the fact that you were able to grow up near them, that's great. Wow. The fact that, like, yeah, the people you named, it's insane.
Right.
And you can hear it in your music, the lyrics and everything, that you definitely had a lot of influence.
Definitely. They all influenced me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it like it was yesterday.
That's a blessing.
They don't make artists like that no more. And I was just telling my sister the other day, the problem with the music business is today, what's missing out of the music business for my era is called artist development.
Mm.
But artists had to be developed.
Yep.
All that, what I told you, I was an artist being developed, but I had to do it hands-on.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You could watch. You had to see it hands-on. It's like, get in there. Buster just pushed me in there. Figure it out, and I'll show you the rest.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. And I know on most of your hashtags, and even on your albums, and No Mumble Rap Season. I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm the one that made up the word No Mumble Rap. Let's just be clear.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I'm the one that first hashtagged.
Wow.
That's my turn.
Thank you for that. Thank you, because I can't stand it.
Because a lot of people don't understand, again, at the end of the day, I'm a man of words. I'm a man of twists. I'm the lyrical lieutenant.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's cool. But I'm the one that set that off. I'm the one that hashtags that.
Well, I didn't even know that. So that's definitely something new to the audience and new to me.
Right.
I did not know that. And I'm not a big mumble rap guy. I'm a big lyrical content and 90s and 80s hip-hop head. Or even early 2000s. I mean, I noticed once I hit high school, that's when trap music started coming out. You had Young Thug and all this wild, and then the little Pumps and the little whatever, the Youngness, and the names are getting out of control too.
Right.
Now, where did you get the name Rampage from?
I said again, I got the name Rampage from being in the studio with my cousin Vaxman, who produced Wild for the Night.
Okay.
So I went Roger Rampage.
Hmm.
Because, you know, Busta gave me the name as well, because the way how I was approaching shit, I was always Rampage in the city. I was always doing something. I would just run loose. I just didn't really care.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I was always up front. And it just stuck with me. Busta was like, that Rampage is going steady. Yeah.
Now,
it just stuck with me.
Wild for the Night is off of Scout's Honor by Way of Blood for the audience to go check out, a classic,
yeah,
with your cousin Busta Rhymes. Now,
yeah,
the talent runs in your family. Your cousin's Busta Rhymes. That's insane.
Right.
Now, how do you feel like...
My first cousin.
Yep.
And the rapper Dana Dane is my other cousin.
Wow.
Yeah. He's another one that inspired.
That's... The, not too many people grew up in your position, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it was very weird at that time, man, you know? And growing up in Flatbush, Brooklyn, and I grew up in Flatbush, a block, New York, between Tilden and Snyder in Brooklyn. And right around the corner was Special Ed. Right around the other corner was Brother Jake from X-Clan.
Mm-hmm.
Then Buster was on 32nd in Tilden. I was on New York in Tilden. Then Chubb Rock was a couple of blocks away over there in the 50s. I used to see him all the time pushing a BMW. Then I seen these dudes 4-4 driving Porsches with mouse kits on them. So when you look at it from the building, it looked like mouses was going up in the building on their Porsche kits.
I can only imagine. Now, you've brought up Special Ed a lot. What were some of your favorite Special Ed songs?
My favorite Special Ed song is I'm the Magnificent, Think About It, and I Got It Made.
I'm a huge fan of the I Got It Made, as well as his 1995 album Revelations. That's also a great one for me.
Right.
How about Chubb Rock? Oh.
And he had a record called Caught Up. Was one of my favorite joints. And Treat Him Right was one of my favorite joints. Brother J, that very first X-Clan album, classic.
Now, when did you first get your first deal?
I believe I signed my first deal in 92 or 94 with Roddy Records with Dallas Austin.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I'm the first one with a deal.
Congratulations on that. Round of applause.
Thank you, bro.
No, Real Hip Hop is on the airways tonight with Rampage from the Flip Mode Squad. He brings it real and he tells it how it is. And in 1994, you were also on one of, if not the greatest remix of all time with the Notorious B.I.G. and Craig Mack on the Flavor in Your Rear remix. How was that?
Beautiful. I tell you how that started. So I put out a song called Beware the Ramsack. So at the time, Beware the Ramsack wasn't doing too good. So Buster was like, don't trip. You know, when you fall, you got to get back up. A couple of days later, he called me on the phone with Craig Mack. And I couldn't even believe it. Because at the time, Flavor in Your Ear was melting shit down. Craig Mack was on the phone and Bus on the phone, and I hung up because I thought it was a game Buster was playing. The Bus wasn't playing. He said, yo, Craig Mack was like, yo, Paige, I'm a fan of yours. I was messed up because this man got the number one record in the country, the regular Flavor in Your Ear remix. It's number one in the street, heavy. But I didn't know they was doing a remix until Mac was like, yo, I'm a fan of you. Would you jump on this remix? And Buck was like, yo, I think you should do it. This will be a good look for you. Remember I told you sometime when you fall, you got to get back up. So I said to Buster, I said, all right. And then Buster called. So I told Mac, thank you so much for the opportunity. I see them at the studio. But I was just kind of hesitating because I didn't know what to expect on that level. Because I was still feeling something because I felt that my Ramsack record should have been an alley hit. So Russ was like, sometimes you have to, when you get up, you have to. When you fall, you have to get up. So this is what Brothers is for. So Buster probably needed to get on this remix. Guess what? That was the best thing that I could do ever in my life. When I goes in the studio, I hear Biggie's verse. I'm like, damn, okay. Easy Mo B by the boys. I see LL Eugene. You know, I hear his verse. I'm like, okay, Buster's in the corner writing his script. Puff says to me, yo, up, Paige? I know you got something for this. I said, give me 15 minutes. 15 minutes later, I was laying my verse. 2194, man. Oh, my God. Biggie didn't come that day, but I heard his verse. I'm like, damn. I didn't even know if I was going third. Remember, I'm the rookie on the record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to show, even though I was going through something, I had to show improvement. I had to get out my feelings and really get to what was happening. And then I was like, you know what? Busta and Puffy and them are geniuses for putting me on this record because it just gave me a whole nother life. Then I was getting out my Rowdy deal and I did that record, and then I get a call from Busta and he told me Sylvia was ready to sign me. That's when I put out the gold album, Scouts on About Wearing Blood.
Mm.
See how that triples the effect?
Yeah.
By listening, sometimes when you listen, you can get more things by listening.
Mm.
And I just was so determined to do what I needed to do. And I think, you know, R.I.P. Craig Mack, R.I.P. Biggie.
Yeah.
But just, you know, I take it another step further. I used to open up for both of them every night for like 2 years. I used to open up for them two.
Wow.
And shows.
That's,
I had that type of opportunity.
That's incredible.
One of my closest friends, Mack, was one of my closest friends. I even got a new record with Mack before he passed away called You Won't Be Around Next Year. I got the vocals and everything.
Is there a way we could hear this? Is it out?
No, it ain't out yet.
Okay.
But I'll let you hear it offline. I'll let you hear it, and, you know, you call me after this, and I'll find the track, and I'll let you hear a snippet of it.
Well, I appreciate that. Rest in peace to Craig Mack and Biggie Smalls as well. Now, what was it like working with them? Because a lot of artists I interviewed haven't worked with Biggie Smalls or Craig Mack. What was it like being in the studio with them?
Well, being in the studio with Biggie was dope. I learned a lot. I don't even write shit down no more, so everything is off top of the head. Jay-Z was in them sessions. Jada was in them sessions. A lot of people, they said it was in sessions with Big. They was in sessions with Big. I was in a lot of sessions. So I seen homies process. Everybody was thinking, yo, he was just writing all that down. He didn't write shit. He just went in there and did his thing.
Mm.
That was impressive. That was before Pro Tools. That's analog to the real.
Mm.
Doing verses like that off the top of his head. Smoke, lit. Smoke, lit. Smoke, lit. I was like, damn. Damn.
That's a gift.
You know what I mean? And I get it from them too. I actually get it from Big. Craig Mack, dude, he's a special. Yo, he had a special energy kind of soul, man. Like when he jumps on record, it's just welcome to the world of Mack. Like Biggie Smalls say, I hear them things like Pac Man.
Mm.
You know, welcome to the world of Mac. My favorite person in the world. I love you too, bro. Last time I spoke to Mac, yo, I love you, Mac. Thank you for doing the verse for me. He said, anytime, Rampage. I love you. Last time I spoke to Mac, I love you too.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Mac. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's
friends with both of them for real. Talked to both of them more than enough for real. And I hung out with both of them more than enough for real.
Mm.
No makeup stories, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so no. You're Rampage. You're not going to make up a story.
So when I hear people tell these stories, I go, maybe not.
Mm.
I know what the real, because those dudes were my friends for real. Like, I would go hang out with Big. Mm. I would go mess with Mac for real.
Mm.
Like, and it didn't have to be about music.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to both of them. Those were my good friends, man. Seriously.
Yeah. legends who paved the way for a lot of artists today and embodied the real hip hop sound.
Definitely.
Now I want to
see what I put up tonight. I put that record up with all of us in this one record. I did it because it's timeless. Like anytime you hear Flavor in Your Air remix, Wild for the Night, you hear Woo-Haw, you hear Band and Ship. When you hear those type of records, you can't get that sound back.
No. You can't.
Zero, unless you recorded it to analog. Not Pro Tools, analog is the difference.
Yes, I'm just checking out the Instagram now. You posted the vinyl with the Bad Boy with all of you guys on it.
Right, the vinyl.
Wow.
Like, when I see that picture, I've seen every other picture. I had to post that picture just to let people know about vinyl.
Mm.
If you had that record on vinyl, you had Wild for the Night on vinyl, you real vinyl heads know what I mean. That it's that sound from the vinyl. It's that crackling from the vinyl.
Yeah.
That. One time, two times, or back. Or, like this, the way those records was recorded is crazy.
I'm definitely a big vinyl collector as well. I don't have this on vinyl, but is it even available for purchase anymore? No, I would imagine not.
What? Flavor in the Air?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I got this thing that I get a lot of vinyls from. I send you the link. You can get any vinyl in the world. Wild for the Night, any vinyl you want. I'm a vinyl head, so I certain vinyls I just keep. I don't even open it up.
I'm the same way. All my vinyls are like that because when I DJ, mine is electronic. I eventually want to get to the vinyls because that's just my wave I want to head on to since I'm a huge 90s and 80s hip-hop listener. And vinyl is where it all began.
No, definitely.
And I think more people should utilize that because that's where hip-hop came from. It didn't come from digital. Digital is ruining. No.
Everybody's tried. If you wasn't from that era, you can't explain anything. You can't really. If you're real hip hop head, then you understand that era.
Yeah.
That was a great era in music. A lot of people selling real records. There was no streams involved.
No.
You had to sell one record at a time. One tape, one CD. Crazy.
I can only imagine.
Crazy.
And in 1995, you dropped your classic, one of the greatest albums in hip-hop history, Scout's Honor by Way of Blood. Now, what were you trying to express through this album and let the audience know? What were you? Because in this album, I feel like you were expressing like a lot of like in your lyrics, you're really, how do I describe it? Like angry, like agitated, like you have a lot of emotion, like it's just.
Well, what I was doing is big up to my producer, especially DJ Scratch, Saddam Hussein.
Oh yeah, respect to him.
What I was trying to do was, I totally wanted to be different. That's number one.
Which you established.
I wanted to have that underground. I could have had the best producers, but I wanted the producers that I really wanted. I really wanted to paint my where I came from, the underground, like the under the grit. That's the sound that I wanted.
I like that sound.
So, Scratch was the one that was giving us our flip mode sound. But he also, as our main producer, he also knew what to give me. Now, when you hear the Busta album, I'm all over that. That's that Coming.
Yeah.
Notice how I play the rules on that Coming album.
That was another epic album, the Coming.
Right. So, but back. I'm going to tell you that. So when we finish one record, we will jump on another record, then we'll jump on another record, then we'll jump on another record. But me, I just wanted to stay close to that grid. I didn't know why For the Night was going to do what it was going to do until Busta and Easy Mo B came in the studio. I didn't have a hook for the record. I just did the lyrics. I didn't know what the hook was. And then Busta was like, yo, I'm telling you, brother, if you let me get on this record is out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And me and him going back and back on who was going to do the hook. So I left the room and I gave Busta the hook because, again, affiliation is a mug.
Mm.
But that record, I wanted that record to be so special. When Funkmaster Flex played it in the tunnel, all you heard was grit. It was nothing at that time when I dropped that record.
Nope.
Nothing at the time but Wu-Tang. You had the Onyx Stole Your Gun. Had the J. Ruby Damage to Come Clean. It was always a record that was very great, but it always crossed. That's what I was looking for. I didn't want to, I could have a crossover record, but no, I wanted something that was just blacked out. Just Metallica blackout.
Yeah.
When you hear this record, when you hear the record without me on it, it just, it grabs your soul. I wanted a timeless record. I wanted to do it timeless. And if you look at the cover, I took the cover from the movie The Shining. I took the cover from. Remember when he was in the kitchen busting through with the wife? That's where I took that from.
Oh, wow.
Because at that time, people were coming out with classic albums like Ice Cube with N.W.A. When you put N.W.A. cover in the mirror, it turned, the words turned backwards.
I didn't even know that.
A classic cover that stands out from everybody.
So that's where Scout's Honor by Way of Blood's cover came from.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So that's actually Jack Nicholson.
I was thinking years from now, listen, I was thinking years from now that whoever got that album, that it was just going to be classic. I wanted people to say it was a classic, but I want also people to know when they got my cover, they knew what it was.
Mm.
And it was appreciated from the cover to the record when you listen to it from how I recorded it. I recorded it the way I wanted to record it. I wanted it to sound great.
And I agree. I like the sound that you have. Hall of Fame.
I should be awarded to be in the Hall of Fame.
That, a great song.
Bling. I want it to be so carnival, so hardcore, so rugged. It was nobody's album doing that at that time.
Nope.
But what crossed me over was Wild for the Night and Take It to the Street. I didn't expect that to do it, but I had to do it because of the label was saying, okay, Busta, Sylvia needs something that she can make sure this album does what it does. So, Wild for the Night was the first record. I had the album done, but Wild for the Night was one of them records that I can chill the tunnel with, I can chill the clubs with, and they gonna play that shit a million times.
Mm.
All right, now you believe me. 6 weeks later, I'm gold. And Sylvia said, I need another record. Then I came with Take It to the Street, which was I Hear Music in the Street was a classic. Then I took a female by the name of Billy Lawrence and I added her to the chorus because she sounded like the original lady on the record. Come on, man. It was a thought process when I did that. I thought about it a lot. Buss like, yo, this shit classic. Buss told me straight up it was classic. He was like, all the records you chose, and all, but I did it together with him because, again, he was first to certify me.
Mm.
I blacked out and he let me be me. You know how when you sign a people's label, they don't let you be you. He let me be me. So I went bananas with it. Scrap, this is what I need, Scrap. Rashard, this is what I need, Rashard. Backspin, this is what I need.
That's what I like about you, though, because most artists do what the label tells them to do and whatever the mainstream is looking at. You had your own style with the grit. Yeah, no.
I made that one for hip hop. That's where I came from. I came from the gritty of Flatbush, Brooklyn. I came from under the 2 train. I came from East Flatbush. When cats don't make it out. No. I came from special ed. I came from leaders of the new school. I came from Chuck Rock. I'm that residue off that Flatbush thing. Ain't nobody came through since.
Nope.
The lieutenant, lyrical lieutenant. Sean Price is one of my closest friends. R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
He would tell you what I used to do to cat lyrically. Break them down in bars.
Oh. I really do this. I can only imagine.
So, you know, I just, at the end of the day, man, I'm blessed. Telling these stories to anybody that wanted, but I never took the game for granted, ever.
No.
They never turned this back on me.
No.
That's why I got a new album coming called When Hell Freezes Over.
That sounds like a great title.
Yeah, that's the name of the new album, When Hell Freezes Over. And those 3 tracks you got is a piece of that. And I got another record that I'm dropping tomorrow. Just for hip hop. I'm doing it for the culture.
Thank you. I just want to thank you because not everyone does this still. For real hip hop artists, all these new school rappers, I just feel like they don't embody the old school hip hop sound or even acknowledge it. There's a few people I feel like, Dave East a little bit, Joey Badass. Who are some of your artists that you think today embodies the real hip hop sound? Smith and Wesson.
Buckshot Shorty. Sky Zoo. Joel Ortiz. Conway. A couple, man. Master Ace. A couple, man.
Yeah.
But I don't listen. Between me and you, I don't really listen to this new stuff.
Yeah, I give it a listen, but it wears thin after a while. Like, a lot of people say I'm closed-minded, but if it's something that you don't like, and it's just something I just don't really take to.
I like some of the energy of it because my children listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's something that it gets too, it's no concept. It's mumblish, jumblish. When it's stupid and he got to say the same record again to get everybody's attention and everybody's deciding the same record because it's dumb and stupid and his lyrical context is dumb, I get bored. I turn it off.
Yeah.
Seeing that I'm a celebrity DJ, I have to play certain records because of, you know, but then at the end of the day, I'm a hip-hop head to the fullest. I respect the culture. People don't understand what the culture is. These new people are lost.
They are. Thank you. Thank you for that. Because I feel like this is an opportunity for the audience to learn that this is not real hip-hop, what's being played on the radio stations, what's being pumped out on the airwaves. These are Southern music styles, like the Young Thug, the Future. I don't have time for any of it. I really don't. And I feel when was the last time you heard a great record played on the radio? Anytime I turn it on, it's something horrible, and I end up turning it off and going to my playlist.
Rampage record is a great record. I'm going to make sure you have the record. You're going to laugh because the reason why I did this hip-hop record, it was a R&B record, but I made it hip-hop because I haven't been out in a while. Plus, I needed a feel-good record to give back to the DJs, and I wanted to stand out because all the DJs from our era is still playing this trap business.
Mm.
So I took a record. I had somebody chop the record up for me, and I put some vocals on it. And you're going to like it because this is the era we're from. Everybody is scared of this era. Everybody's trying to bring something back. You can't bring something back if you don't know how to. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you can't change something unless you change it yourself. You don't tell people you change it. You just do it, and you see how people react to it. That's it. That's how you got to do with the culture. I soaked up the culture, so I know what to do. Think of the dudes like KRS-One. Think of the dudes like Grandmaster Caz. Think of dudes like LL Cool J.
Cool G Rap.
Think of dudes like Cool G Rap. These are dudes that they can adapt to any weather of the storm. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm one of those last Mohicans. When people be like, yo, Rampage, you underrated. I take that as, that's great. At least you underrate me, but I can get up and knock motherfuckers out right now.
Yeah. You can. I think all the artists in the game right now, actually, for like the new the new school, I don't even know if they know how to write the 16-bar verse.
Because they stuck in time.
Yeah.
Listen to that Bars and Thought record. Mm. I was having fun with it because nobody makes records like that anymore.
Nope.
Take a dope loop and just spit some bars on it. You have to do concept. It was a concept. We come from the era of concept. Now is everybody stick bubble gum in your face. Woo! Back to the dance in the place. Woo! With a sticker ball. Hoota ball. Hoota ball. Drink them up. Drink them up. Shorty, shorty, who? Woo! I'm lost.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody's coming with juice dripping, honey's tripping, Bentley blue truck, 23 stay spinning. My name on the level, logos on the engine. Lieutenant Dog, I'm big money spending. For all you street brothers, I'm back with a vengeance. My gun's in the stash box, shoot off your hinges. I see the world through my Cartier lenses. I'm a rich nigga, I crash four Benzes. Party at my loft, you can bring all your friends in. Throw Hennessy with cranberry. Shorty wanna crush, your my eyes is off. They're not doing that.
Nope.
You see the difference?
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! I'm like, for real? But this shit just got 100 million streams.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And don't even get into the artist like 6ix9ine, who I can't stand. And who's the other one? The Bad Baby? What is this? This isn't hip hop.
I don't condemn anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. They just need to know better. I don't know if they know better. But, you know, I can't teach the old dog new tricks. At the end of the day, I just got to teach my kids the difference between authentic hip-hop and mumble hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think you can definitely help out with this audience here that's listening, because everyone's so stuck in the mumble rap phase. It's like, I tell them to go back and that they should at least try and listen. They're like, nah, the beat is simple. I like complex beats. I like I prefer 90s beats and 80s, right. Real hip hop beats.
I prefer if you give me a 2617 hip hop beat, I'm gonna go in.
Hmm.
How about that? How about you got beats that you've just been hiding? You're a hip hop 90s producer, but you don't think the beats is good. I like those beats because I can hear things in these beats that these new artists couldn't even rhyme on.
Hmm.
Good. I respect the culture, man. Watch when you hear this record I got called That Girl. You're going to get it today. I want you to add it to this. It's still good. I'm going to kill it at radio, and I'm going to give these real DJs from my era a break on their ears.
Mm.
They all need a break.
Yeah, I'll definitely, when you send it to me, I'll put it out on air and shout it out on Instagram and on the story and everything and in the interview to go check it out. Now, when's the new album coming out? Exactly.
I'm still working on it. I don't have no kids.
Okay.
But I gave you 3 records to play with, and I'm about to send you the single that I'm about to circulate it to all the DJs to get everybody's ears back in check. So I'll send that to you immediately.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back to Scout's Honor by Way of Blood, what's your favorite track off of that?
All of them.
All of them. I like that.
I can't pull one out the bunch and then it's something missing. So all of them. I like the production. I like how it was done. And I just had to do me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, man.
This is why you're different from everyone else, which is a very good thing, because most of the time people want to be accommodating to the audience, but you did it your way.
Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm. And another album that was great of yours, Have You Seen?
Thank you. I just put that together. That was cool. I just did that. Thank you, man. I love that album as well. Hmm. But you know what? At the end of the day, I gotta keep it real with myself, man. I don't let people stop me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I feel like making a record, I just make records. That's it. That's all I know how to do ever since I was 16. Like, you know, I always keep relationships with people because you never know when you gotta cross those bridges again. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just focused, man, and I can't wait for you to hear my new project. Like, for real. Everybody's gonna be surprised because I'm saying some crazy shit on this. And I really don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy shit that I feel about everybody and everything for the last couple of years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I appreciate that you want to share the record with me. I'm looking forward to hearing it, because the other three tracks were just amazing. I remember when you sent them to me, I listened. I was like, wow.
So, yeah. I'm focused, man. I'm in the studio, man, and I got my own studio. So when everybody send me records, I'm in my own studio. I'm in my zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm having fun with it now. It's for the fun, man. But I'm about to hit them with these bars, for real. I got so many bars. It's going to be a problem.
I believe that. I really believe that. Now, are you going to have more records coming out with Busta Rhymes at all?
Yeah. New Flip Mode album.
Oh, wow.
That's done.
When can we expect that? This year?
I don't know yet. We're still working everything out, but the album is done.
Hmm. The Imperial was a classic.
Watch when you hear this new Rulership Movement album.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Big up to Lord Have Mercy. Big up to Rod Digger. Big up to Busta Rhymes. Big up to Split Star. Big up to Baby Sham. Big up to Scratchy Joe. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
New Flip Mode album is melting everything down.
A track I liked off of Busta Rhymes' album was The Coming. Flip Mode Squad meets Def Squad. That's my favorite album off that. My favorite song off that album.
Yeah, that was produced also by Backspin, who produced Wild for the Night.
I definitely like there is, like, you could hear the similarities between the two, but Flip Mode Squad, it's just a long, I think it's like 8 minutes.
Man, well, yeah, that's the thing. We was doing records with no rules.
That's right.
So, but listen to that Bars and Thoughts. That shit is no rules.
Yeah, no. Bars and Thoughts.
Then that's when everybody gets confused.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with you on that.
So.
Now, also, in this interview, in my show, I talk about sports as well. Who are some of the sports teams that you root for? Since you're from Brooklyn, are you a Knicks fan?
I'm a Nets fan. I love the Lakers. I love Celtics. I love Golden State. I love Toronto. What else, man? And also, I'm a sports dude over at NBC Sports as well. Every week, I'm on NBC Sports as a host.
Oh wow! I didn't even know that. Are you on a show, or is it just?
Yeah. So I'm gonna let you listen to it next week. We'll be on the air next week. I'll send you the link. Yeah, big up to my dude Lance J over at NBC Sports.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna check that out.
Yep, I'm on there. We talk real hip hop and sports.
That's similar to my show, actually.
and I'm starting a sports channel called Heat Sports. So let me know if you want a show on the Heat Sports. You know, we got different celebrities we talk to, different sports guys we talking to, 50% hip-hop, 50% sports. That's how I want to do it.
That sounds great.
Well, just let me know, brother. I got you.
I appreciate that a lot. I really do. I want to thank you for that. And for getting back to the music side of things and what's your new album, I want you to let the audience know, what's your album title again so the audience remembers it from when it releases?
My new album title was called When Hell Freezes Over.
When Hell Freezes Over. Now, what made you choose that title?
It just, you know, all the fuckery in the game right now. Mm. Look where we at, where the game is at. Everybody, all our favorite artists ain't the same no more. Everybody's selling out when Hell Freezes Over.
Mm.
I got the last laugh, though, on everybody else.
I believe that.
When Hell Freezes Over. And I'm going to let it go.
Mm.
And I really don't care. Like, I don't really care. I'm just like how these young dudes is out here talking crazy. I'm be talking crazy on these fucking records that I got. That's incredible. That's how you generate a classic. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
And I'm trying to make a classic. It's just I'm spitting. I'm going back to the under, man. I'm going to that gritty. I'm back in my gritty bag. And I'm making shit for everybody, you know?
Mm. And I appreciate that because it's real hip hop and it's refreshing to hear that. And also, you sent me a thing, your Mixcloud. Is this a mix? Or this is your podcast radio show.
That's my podcast syndicated radio show across the country. Well, yeah. I celebrity DJ as well.
That's right. What's it like being a DJ for you? What do you like about DJing?
I like traveling. I like playing real hip hop music. I just like making people feel good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that when I'm not MCing or doing my artistry, I'm doing DJ because actually before I started rhyming, I was DJing, and then a lot of people didn't know I used to DJ for Rod Digger.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I was a DJ for a little minute. And then, you know, I have my own DJ coalition, which is the Heat DJs 100. I don't know if you see that online. The Heat DJs, all those DJs are my DJ.
Hmm.
So, I have a DJ pool. I do things with a lot of DJs. I do a lot of, I own 8 radio stations through Digital Radio Tracker. So big up to everybody over at Radio Tracker. Hell Promo. My dude Ray. I have a headphone coming out. It's out already. Crank Audio. Big up to everybody over at Crank Audio. I have a Jamaican restaurant, A Taste of Jamaican. I co-owner of a Cold Stone Ice Cream.
Oh, wow.
What else, man? Going on.
Yeah, you do. You have a lot going on. Headphones.
I got a new record label, the Heat Music Group. I have a movie coming out.
Oh, wow. Where's that going to be? Is it going to be on like BET or VH1 or something, or is it coming out in the movies?
Movie not coming out in theaters.
Theaters. Oh.
I just signed on to this new movie.
Congratulations on that.
Jessica Frost. The movie is called Jessica Frost. You can IDB. I think that the IDB is the movie. I'm in the movie, actually. And that's my first movie role ever.
Oh, so you're going to be acting in it then. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of people from Flip Mode Squad are actors. Rod Digga was 13 Ghosts. Busta Rhymes was in Halloween Resurrection.
Yeah. So I'm trying the acting thing a little bit.
Definitely, I'm looking forward to that. Actually,
I got a cartoon coming out called The Payback.
Okay.
And on that, new album, get these shows, celebrity DJing, new clothing line, Lieutenant Apparel, just doing everything that I could do. You know what I mean? 20 million jobs make one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't done. I'm just. In the studio, I got like 30 new songs within 4 weeks. I got 30 new songs.
Wow.
So.
And these are all off top of the head too, not written down.
Off top of the head.
And, which is a gift. That's a gift.
Nothing is written down.
That's
but
a gift.
I'm actually sitting on about 180 new songs.
Oh, jeez. There's a whole vault.
Yeah, I got a new vault. Old, new vault. Because so, I don't never date anything.
Wow. So you're going to drop it all on us like an avalanche or little by little?
Yeah, I think I'm going to let singles and singles and singles because we're living in the singles time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to keep dropping singles and singles and singles because I could drop 100 singles tomorrow if I want to.
Yeah.
I got so much material. I want to just move the right way. But this record that I'm about to send you, this That Girl record, it's going to give you that good energy. It's like, you know, injecting some oil in a throwback car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It needs some new oil. This new oil is not working on these new... These new cars are not built like the old classic throwbacks. So, Everybody is really scared of the boom bit. They don't really want the boom bit.
No. I tell people here... Because we have producers at the station, because they'll be producing trap beats. And there's one producer here, his name is Zen Poppy. He makes boom bap beats. And I'm like, this is the way to go, because you can stick out with doing boom bap beats, because everyone's doing trap beats.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody's going back to looping and chopping.
No.
So, you know, everybody's lost.
I agree.
Excuse me. When hell freezes over, everybody's going to see.
Yeah, I agree. And they better see it, too. Because
they all going to see it. Everybody's going to see it. Trust me. Everybody's going to be talking about this for a very long time. Because I'm not even holding my tongue. I'm going all the way in.
Is there going to be dishes on here? And or what's going to be on here?
You just got to wait and see. But I'm speaking my mind from a lot of things. And then when you listen to it, after you listen to Volume 1 or When Hell Freezes Over, then you're going to want Volume 2. So I'm thinking about parting them out like that. Or maybe I should just do it backwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to do something different that hip-hop haven't seen in a long time. Nobody has a crazy title with their albums anymore. That's missing.
No.
Nobody's going back to logos or anything. That's missing. Guerrilla marketing. That's missing. Artist development. That's missing. Beat producers really looping up joints, not doing chop, chop this, chop, chop that. No, I got producers touching the machine, actually making beats. The way I want the beats to be made.
And speaking of the logo, your logo with R, you kept that on the EP cover that you sent me with the three songs. Now, who designed that logo?
Myself.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And I got my original Last Boy Scout logo that I'm pulling out, too, again, from everybody.
Wow. You're bringing it back.
Yeah, but come on, you got to sell you.
Yeah.
Kids remember me, I got to throw them logos back on them shirts. That keeps me, when I'm not making no music... You rocking a Rampage shirt, that's like you rocking a Metallica shirt.
Yeah.
Or you rocking a Public Enemy shirt. Or you rocking a Souls of Mischief shirt. I'm still printing. Ain't nothing stop. I'm just, you know, I had to revise the logo. I got it now. Now I'm about to go printing heavy. So when I'm not making records or whatever, people buying merchandise from me. That's how you last long in the game. House of Pain. I get that from Everlast. He told me one thing you could do is make sure you got memorabilia. I learned that from my boy Everlast, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, man, made $1 million off one of them House of Pain shows. I'm like, whoa, show me the check. He showed it to me. I'm like, yo, why not?
Yeah.
If I'm classic to the game, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm still knocking down shows. Look at my Instagram. I'm still knocking shows down by myself.
Yep, and I saw you, one of the things you posted was you had the crowd hyped up for Wild for the Night.
Stupid. You know, when that record come on, that shit is like Kill City.
Yeah.
No matter who perform after that, you done if I perform that.
Yeah.
The rap, and don't let Busta come out, it's over. It don't matter who performed it. Flip Mode, we the greatest, man.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it's a very dominant hip-hop group.
So, you know, anybody want to know something about me? Rampage, the last Boy Scout first lieutenant of the Universal Flip Mode Squad. If you don't like it, fix your face.
Yep. You heard it from Rampage.
Also, I'm a sound designer now. I'm designing NPC packs for sound.
Wow. I know you posted the, and you sent a message to me about the things you're selling on eBay. Those are the NPC packs?
Yes, sir.
I highly recommend people go check that out.
Yes, sir. Put it up on the site. Everybody can see it. Grab the link, copy it. Tell everybody. I'm making sound from my NPC 2000 and my S950 and my NPC Live. So I took all my sounds from over the years and I condensed them from a zip to all into my NPC Live.
Mm.
Now I'm chopping up all my sounds and I'm putting out expansion packs. My first one, I just dropped it a couple of days ago. It's doing pretty well in every language.
Mm. Wow.
So I do design sounds for the NPC, and I got one coming for the machine. Yeah. So when I'm not doing anything, I'm either doing headphones, or I'm doing the EDJs, or I'm doing my radio station, or I'm designing sound, or I'm doing cartoons. You know, you gotta build it up. You gotta build you, and you gotta build your business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stop, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just believe that I gotta push that envelope. Gotta push that envelope. I can't sit here and say I didn't try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, come on. I gotta do this. I'm moving when people don't think I'm moving.
Mm.
I'm this person. I own the building. When y'all walk in this club, y'all don't know who the owner is. It might be me. I don't tell everybody.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody should know with your left hand, knowing what your right hand is. So, but again, I'm one of those type of persons. I believe in the culture always. When you respect the culture takes care of you. Believe that.
Agreed.
You turn your back on the culture, then this is where your career went.
Yeah. A lot of artists sold out, and you're not one of them.
That's the point. When hell freezes over.
Yeah.
So I'm speaking about that in hell freezes over. I'm speaking about when people, this is what y'all used to sound like, but y'all don't sound like this no more. You sound like this. You confusing my vision, dog.
Yeah.
I remember times you was getting 100 racks. You ain't getting them 100 racks no more. Y'all spitting that mumbo jumbo. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you, and I'm anti on this. When hell freezes over, I'm the anti of what y'all doing. I take the same beat and put some rap. I rapped on a trap beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did because I ain't never rapped on a trap beat ever in my life, though. So I rapped on the trap beat, but I made it really, I made the trap record a concept. Because when they rap on trap beats, when you an MC, once you an MC, you always an MC. So you should be able to rhyme to anything. I'm an X-Men. I can adapt to any weather. So I said, Lieutenant on the come up, a lot of niggas number up, want to know if I'm out the game, and y'all niggas still fitting the same and doing things that I can't explain. I got the monkey right off my back. Told Bus, I got to hustle that. Tell the streets, got to bubble that. Shorty's running crush, DJ's loving that. New stylist off the hat, a cop crib with a Bentley to match. You want to see the dose in the fact. Tell the quad that I can't relax. You see, the world got to give me that. Lieutenant, no faking jack. This time sell more than that. But y'all better just check my deck. Rampage is up the back. Hit the dirt, just lay flat. This time it's payback. You want beef? Why we spray that? Stop the niggas, we don't play that. Lieutenant kind of crazy. Send one to your baby. Blaze you and your Mercedes. This one for the ladies. Y'all sure they can't play me. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Real hip hop right here on WSJU Radio by Rampage, the legendary MC from the Flip Mode Squad.
Come on, man. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Real hip hop.
You know what I'm saying?
And I want to congratulate you on what you're doing, because I'm going to say it like it is. No one's doing it like you are. Like, with all the stuff you have going on, headphones, movies, cartoons, radio shows, DJing, and you got the 180 songs and the album about to drop soon.
In the chamber, I got all need to just be mixed, all in a rough. So at any time, that's why I say people need to watch what they say and how they say it, because they never know when the underdog is coming. I'm the underdog. I take that. But know what I got coming with me and know my history before you judge a book by its cover. But when hell freezes over, it's going to tell all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I can't wait for it. It's going to be an avalanche on the hip-hop world.
Yo, look. Go on my Instagram. You see how many shits that I've been playing?
Yeah.
I've been playing. Yo, I got these records. I got two records from A-Rap Music. That's crazy. He's a beast on them beats.
And I want to shout out your Instagram. Everyone go follow The Real Rampage on Instagram and Rampage The Last Boy Scout for your other page.
On Instagram. And my DJ Instagram, @heatdjnumber1, definitely.
@heatdjnumber1, go follow those accounts, and Rampage will be posting all the content, and there's plenty of content on that already. He's got a lot going on here, and he's kept it real since day one and continues to do it. Rampage, is there anything else you would like to add to this show and let the audience know?
Keep real hip hop alive. When hell freezes over, it's coming. All you promoters, book me now. If you don't book, you book me later. You already know what's going to happen. And they don't want that Wild for the Night to come on.
It'll be over.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Salute you, man. Max, man, salute you, man. You my guy. You already know. Let's get it. Shout out to everybody that's listening to this interview. You want to know anything about Rampage, and if you didn't get it in this interview, they got something called the World Wide Web. Google me, Rampage, the Brooklyn rapper, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flip Mode Squad. That's all I got to say. Flip Mode still a squad. New album coming. New Rulership coming. New Rampage album coming. New Busta Rhymes album coming. New Split Star album coming. Lord Have Mercy coming. Sham is coming.
Wow.
Split is coming. We here, bro.
Yep.
Ain't nobody messing with us.
Yep.
Can't fuck with my crew. We doing it.
Agreed. 100%. And I definitely will hit you up back and forth to stay in touch about the new music. And when you drop the new music, I won't.
I'm gonna send it to your DM. So DM me right now. I'm gonna send it to your DM so you can download it before you get out of it.
Yeah, I'll send. I think I sent you my email earlier.
Yeah, just hit me again, and then I'm gonna send it to your DM so you can just download it.
Okay. I appreciate that a lot, and we'd love to have you in. If you were ever in area, St. John's would love to have you in here.
What you do is hit Marche, and when I get to New York, I'm going to come see you personally.
I appreciate that a lot, Rampage. I really do. And keep the hip-hop going, because we need people like you.
Tell everybody to keep following me. I got enough content. I'm going to just be posting. So I got you, bro.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, and have a good night, Rampage. Yep. Peace. All right, that was Rampage from the Flip Mode Squad. Real 90s hip hop. All the content has lots of going on. Classic albums. New music on the way. You heard it. Go follow him on Instagram, Twitter, Rampage, The Real Rampage. He tells it like it is and has been since day one. And that's all I got to say about it. And he takes a different approach, because a lot of old school rappers are open-minded. He's open-minded, but he doesn't like the new sound. He's not here for it. He did it his way, and he wants to continue to do it his way and keep the real hip-hop going, which is what we need. And if you're listening to this interview right now, this was a good lesson, because a lot of music listeners right now, let's be honest, even if you're listening, you're a mumble rap listener, you're closed-minded and you don't want to hear the old-school hip-hop. You think it's boring. You think it's simple. It's not. This is where, somehow, I don't know, mumble rap evolved. I really don't know how it evolved. I don't even want to get into that story, because that's just a disgrace in of itself. But you know what? That's how an artist feels and touches a certain audience when they do mumble rap. So no disrespect to them, but the real sound is the real hip-hop, and that's Rampage. And go check out his Instagram page, his albums on iTunes, it's on all music platforms. And I want to thank again Rampage, for coming on tonight. I'm about to throw on Bars and Thoughts off of one of the albums he's coming out with soon, Hell Freezes Over. When Hell Freezes Over, Bars and Thoughts, and be on the lookout for that, and stay tuned. And next week, I want to make an announcement who will be in the studio with me from Connecticut, Connecticut's own R&B singer, Omar Wilson, to bring the heat to my show, Sports and Hip Hop, and even R&B with DJ Mad Max on WSJU Radio at St. John's University in Queens, New York. Stay tuned.
Huh. Yeah. This is what I'm thinking. Know what I mean? One tech. It's what I'm thinking. I gotta give it to him. Yeah. Huh. It's like this. Huh. I spit that flow. I give him the chills. I ain't gotta be famous to be on Gangsta Grills. I got that street work like Derek for real. No Vanna White, how I spin this wheel. I'm from the era where you gotta have skill. Bulletproof lyrics with mass appeal. A lot of y'all right, but don't spit that real. Overdosing, taking them pills. New York zone, man of steel. Hardcore renegade, I'm in this field. Beastie Boys, I'm licensed to kill. Focus on the paper, I'ma get these mills. Brooklyn City Wrecker, straight from the Mecca. I've been flawing off Henny and Dr. Pepper. 2018, now who's the hot stepper? First lieutenant, you know the trendsetter. Reign supreme, any type of weather. Charging promoters up, just like David Guetta. In and out of town, catch me overseas. On the islands, looking at palm trees. This is classic, like Sporty Thieves. These my mind thoughts as I'm choking on the trees. Sorry that I kept y'all waiting. No other artist has been anticipated. A lot of y'all n***s is really outdated. When hell freezes over, your boy is here to change it. No mumble rap, y'all hating n***s complaining. I'm never selling my soul, so I'ma keep banging. The game that I don't have to keep explaining. Gun up in my hand, so I'ma keep aiming. One tech on the beach, you know I'm maintaining. The game is on me and I'm tearing them out the framing. Your haters don't like me, so I'ma keep raining. Working out, I'm on this money training. Since 94, your boy has been gaining. I'ma do me, you know I'm never changing. Funny news, you just like the Wainans. I'm going all out, I'ma start naming. It's a drought, you know I got clout. Boy Scout is back here to turn it out. You in danger, here to show my anger. From the hood to the block, this one is major. You never gonna stop my paper. You crossed the wrong one, it's danger. Rap cops on my top, I got the flamer. Talking racist, just like Kramer. Snitching on me, you need to sign my waiver. This is my Bars and Thoughts up on the paper.